Hello, hello, my friends. This is Stacey Pottinger with episode 4 of Level Up. And today I am so excited because I am here with my own personal chiropractor, Dr. Rob Rosenbaum.
And I am very honored to be here.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful for you taking time out of your day to spend with me because I know you're really busy. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. I think this is a great idea.
I love it. It's so fun. So, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking through probably over the past 6 months is, you know, how to have a fulfilling life. We all want a better life, right? And I think one of the more important things to achieve that is to have fun, to enjoy life. For me, recently, I've kind of had a hard time with that. You know, I think we all kind of get stuck in every day, or we get stuck in our roadblocks, our obstacles.
Right. We focus on those.
Yes, naturally. And, but, you know, it's important to have fun and to enjoy life. And the first person that popped into my head when I had that thought was you. Because,
wow.
Of course, I'm a spectator. But
I'm even more honored now.
From the outside looking in, you just, everything you do with fun and enjoyment and love. And in fact, so last week I heard this thing and it was, you know, you do things with love, connection, and encouragement. And you always do that.
That's a good combination.
Every time I'm in here, I get that. I get that from you. And so I respect
that.
Well,
I think part of that is finding a, you know, not to sound cliche, but finding a passion or finding something you love what you do. And when you said about having fun, I haven't always had fun. I say that in a strange way, because even the journey to where you get to is part of the fun, even though sometimes it can be a struggle. But when I was in my 20s, I made a decision to make a career path change. And I went from teaching, which is something I really loved to do for 2 years, but I knew I wanted to do something. I wanted to do something different with my life. And I knew that going into it. And I wanted to do something in the medical field and in a roundabout way. And it was really truly a God thing. We could probably do another podcast on the
right.
God thing. Because it really was a God thing that got me into chiropractic. But I had to go back to school and go through 4 years. And had to go back as working on weekends as a waiter at Steak and Ale. That was not fun, but it was a struggle, but it got me to where I am now, which is having fun and having a passion for what I do.
Yeah.
So when you say fun, everything's not always fun, but sometimes the journey getting there is part of that. You look back on it with fond memories.
Right.
Probably fonder than what you when you were going through it.
So I'm kind of halfway glad to hear you say that because, you know, so I think sometimes from the outside looking in, it's like, oh, you know, their life is so great. Their life is so perfect. They're always having fun. And,
right.
And you're right.
No one's life is ever perfect.
Yeah.
You know, you learn that as you go through life, when you see someone, you think their life is perfect and you go, I wish I had their life. And then you hear behind the scenes story is what they're going through. And none of us get out of this life unscathed.
Right.
We all have struggles. We all have, you know, challenges put in front of us. That's part of what life is.
Right.
In fact, I think one of the most important things is a concept that I've tried to keep in mind is called trust in the process of life. So even though we have obstacles put in front of us, you have to trust that that was part of the process of life that you're meant to go through.
Right.
And it's either meant to teach you a lesson or take you to a higher level in life so you can have fun. And if you don't pass that, it's like you can't pass that level until you, and I'm, the fact that even you call this what you do is awesome, because you're going from one level to another
right.
throughout your lifetime.
And I think that's all what we want. You know, we all want to take it to another level in whatever category of life that may be.
Right. So an Olympic athlete who trains day in and day out for years and years to get to where they're going, that's not fun, but that's part of what they have to go through to be able to reach that end point where they can have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I had a went to a seminar one time. I had been in practice for a couple of years. It was I've been very blessed with a very busy practice, and I was reaching burnout. And I had someone tell me a story one time. It's like, okay, I want you to take the three most incredible things that's ever happened to you in life that gave you the most joy and write those down. So you write those down, and they go, okay, I want you to put in time how long did that joy last? So, you know, it's like I won a golf tournament when I was in high school or college, and I did something else. So you write those down, and maybe it lasted for a day or, you know, 2 minutes or whatever. So you write that down. In the big scheme of life, that's what we're always chasing. We're always chasing that high that we experience because you're addicted to it. And that's not what life is about. Life is about the day in and day out journey that we go through to not always reach that high, but to reach something where you feel content in your life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably even more important than having fun, is having contentment. So you don't feel jealous about someone else where they're at. You don't look at someone's life and go, I wish I had their life, because be careful what you wish for.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So how long have you had the practice?
I've been in practice since 1982.
Oh my goodness.
And so it's been 36 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Wow.
But I love what I do, and my practice is not always fun, but it's fulfilling, and I love what I do, and it's rewarding.
It absolutely shows. And I have to say this, because, so, there have been a couple of times in my life where I have come and seen you on a regular basis, and during those times, I've never felt better in my life. So, I'm a huge, huge believer in chiropractic care. And I've actually been a good patient here lately, sort of. But yeah, what you do, it definitely shows that you love what you do. And you've taken time with me, even when I was going through things that had nothing to do with chiropractic care. Like when I was experiencing adrenal fatigue, and you did, you know, you always go above and beyond. And so it absolutely shows that you're doing something that you have a passion for.
And I think that's what's special about chiropractic, is you look at the whole person and not just symptoms, you know. Mm-hmm. So we've always tried to focus on what's the underlying cause. And while we may in chiropractic focus on the spine and the nerve system, there are other things in people's life that obviously affect how we feel and how what we do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and, you know, all of that, the nervous system affects your entire body.
Like, everything.
It amazed me whenever I started feeling better in certain areas that I didn't think were even connected to that.
Absolutely.
They were. So one of, you know, for me, it's God, family, business. And, you know, it appears that it's the same for you. I see you spending a lot of time with your family, and I know that's important to you.
It is important. So I have 3 children who are grown now, and we have grandkids. So it's important to me to be able to spend time with them, even though they live
all over
different
the place,
corners
right?
of the United States, Alaska, Atlanta, and Indiana. So we have to make an effort to now go visit them.
Yeah. Well, and that is so important, and I know that you enjoy that. The other thing that I love, love, love watching and seeing pictures of is the White House on the Hill. So tell
right.
me a little bit, like, how did y'all even get going with that?
So about 10 years ago, we decided to go look at wildflowers, and we drove to Round Top, Texas, and we had lunch, and we drove around, and someone had mentioned something about this town called Burton and Round Top, and that there was a house for sale in Burton, and we just thought we'd go look, quotation marks. So we went there, and we found the house, and we called the realtor. There was no one living in the house at the time, and she said she was 45 minutes away, and we said, well, wait. We waited, and we had no intention to buy, but regardless of that, we moved into that house a month after we looked at it. So, has nothing to do with what your intention is, I guess.
Yes,
great. Like I said, trust
right.
in the process of life.
Right, and just moving forward
yeah.
and seeing which way God steers.
It was awesome. And then we lived in that little house in the town of Burton, and I realized, you know, we really wanted acreage. So we went out looking at land, and it was the first piece of land we came on. We jumped a fence, called the lady, and again, about a month later, we had bought the property. And now we had 20 acres in the country.
So, you know, the realtor in me loves people like you.
Exactly. Impulsive buy, no questions asked. Don't worry about the inspection.
Yes, absolutely.
So after being out there, we decided that, well, our intent is to be together out there. And we weren't. Linda was at the house in Burton, and I was 15, 12 miles away in our new 20 acres, putting trees in and cleaning up the property. So we decided to sell the Burton house. Make a long story short, we built a house on this property. Still no intent to have a lodging, an event venue. And then I've always wanted to buy an old church and redo it. I just thought that would be the most amazing thing. But it's so hard to go up to someone's church you really like and go, hey, we love your church, we'd like to buy it. People don't respond well to that.
Yeah.
So we decided, I decided to design a church like it was from the 1800s, and we had it built.
Oh my God, how neat.
And it overlooks a pond and, you know, the countryside. And so we decided to start renting it out, and it just took off from there.
And it's gorgeous. I mean, the pictures, I've not gotten to see it in person. It's on my list because it is beautiful. The property itself is beautiful. You guys have done a lot.
We've done a lot.
It.
We've done. We're very hands-on, and then we built a barn, and we've converted that into a lodging event venue where we can sleep 8 to 10 people. So we have small weddings and elopements. And we're getting ready to build, because since that barn was supposed to have my antique tools in it, which we had to take out, now we're building another barn, and we're going to actually use part of that as another living space, too. So, okay. Yeah, we're expanding, and 300 olive trees that are my new babies that I take care of.
Yes.
It's my new passion out there. But, yeah, it's been fun. It's been something. 300 olive trees.
Golly, did you plant those?
We did. So we thought, in Texas, everyone has to have oil. And since we weren't getting oil out of the ground, I thought, what better way to just grow it above the ground? But we haven't had oil yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there. We've only been in the ground for like 3.5 years, so they're still young.
I love it. How
yeah,
fun.
It's great. It's fun.
And what a peaceful place. You know, it looks like the most peaceful place on earth.
It's awesome. We just love being there. And we love sharing it with other people.
Yes. So, and the other thing, and I swear, I say this all the time, I want to be like Dr. Rob when I grow up. I don't know when that's going to happen, but your travels, that is one of my favorite things to do, and I see you doing that on a regular basis. And
so, you know, we all have priorities in our life. Some people like to just lay on the beach. Some people like to race cars. Some people like to whatever they want to do. So I'm fortunate enough and blessed enough to have a partner, mm-hmm. Linda, who we love to travel together.
That's awesome.
So we made a deal, because we both have different ideas and bucket list of where we want to go, that each year we would pick some place and the other one we would go with. In other words, Linda would pick a place and I go, okay, I'll go. And she tends to pick hot weather places and I tend to pick cold weather places.
Okay.
So it's our priority to save during the year and sacrifice something so we can travel and experience a different culture and in a different world.
I love it.
So it's been fun to do that together.
Well, and for anyone who has not been to Crosby Chiropractic, to see, you have all these pictures. I love looking at all of your pictures from your travels, and it's so neat. I'm living vicariously through you, because
so
I haven't traveled
in
years.
I do enjoy photography, and years ago when we had our second child, you know how they always say you take all these pictures of your first child but you don't of your second?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, that is not going to happen. So I decided then that I would start taking more photographs, and that was back in the 80s. So, you know, we have boxes now of photos. So now I've gotten into digital, which makes it a lot easier. But that's how I got into photography, and I enjoy it. I can't sing, I can't play an instrument, so that's my artistic outlet. Yeah.
Well, I love it, and I enjoy looking at all of that. So what's the secret? I mean, you know, and you shared little pieces of that through this, but is there a secret, or is it just...
You know, I think to sum it up is the way I worded it initially was trust in the process of life. Too oftentimes we try to force life,
mm-hmm.
and we try to force things to happen.
I've been guilty of it.
And we don't see the big picture, so we tend to try to make things happen. And we forget that life takes us, we don't take life.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a vacation, you know, you don't take a vacation, it takes you. Some of the most memorable vacations that I've been on where things go wrong. Because then you remember it. I mean, we've had vacations with kids where we've had bats end up in our cabin. And the kids are screaming and I'm throwing around a towel trying to get the bats out. So the kids will never forget that.
Never.
But if it was just a normal night, they went to sleep in the cabin, we would have never thought about that again.
Yeah.
So I think when things don't go the way they're planned, sometimes they're more memorable and more meant to be than if you had it planned exactly the way you wanted it
mm-hmm.
to. And that's the way life is. You know, if it went exactly the way you wanted it to, it might end up being actually a boring life. So when you have certain struggles that are thrown in front of you, it's like, well, I didn't plan on that, but I'll never forget this.
You know what? I really needed to hear that right this week, because I am the type of person, I cling to my plan. And on Monday, nothing went according to plan. And it started kind of sinking in that, you know what, I need to let go of the plan a little bit.
Right.
A little bit. And so I needed to hear that.
I'm sure there's someone else. But you've experienced your whole life because you have children. And you know that nothing goes to plan when
you have kids. Yeah, but I'm really hard-headed.
Well, maybe they are too.
Oh, yes. I can attest to that.
So that's what I would say. I would say trust in the process of life, and there's a journey along the way, and just enjoy that journey, and that's where you're going to find your fun and fulfillment.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so, so much for your time.
Absolutely.
I know you're busy. I'm in here all the time, and I'm seeing tons of people in and out, so I really, really appreciate you taking
your
time.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed this. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Take care.
Through that app, but I believe if you just click on it from Facebook, it'll give
it'll
you that option.
That.
Do you want to open it in Google or just put it out there?
Okay.
Then,
thank you so much.
I really appreciate
it.
Okay.
Where are you parked?
I am parked right out there. Oh, okay. Oh. You got your own private door. Awesome. Thank you so much.
That was great. Good job. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Have a good day.
You too.
I'll see you later.
Hello, hello, my friends. This is Stacy Pottinger with episode 4 of Level Up. And today I am so, so excited because I am here with my own personal chiropractor, Dr. Rob Rosenbaum.
And I am very honored to be here.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful for you taking time out of your day to spend with me, because I know you're really busy. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. I think this is a great idea.
I love it. It's so fun. So, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking through probably over the past 6 months is, you know, how to have a fulfilling life. We all want a better life, right? And I think one of the more important things to achieve that is to have fun, to enjoy life.
Sure.
For me, recently, I've kind of had a hard time with that. You know, I think we all kind of get stuck in every day, or we get stuck in our roadblocks, our obstacles.
Right. We focus on those.
Yes, naturally. And, you know, it's important to have fun and to enjoy life. And the first person that popped into my head when I had that thought was you. Because,
wow.
Of course, I'm a spectator. But
I'm even more honored now.
From the outside looking in, you just, everything you do with fun and enjoyment and love. And in fact, so last week I heard this thing, and it was, you know, you do things with love, connection, and encouragement. And you always do that.
That's a good combination.
Every time I'm in here, I get that. I get that from you. And so I respect
that. Well, I think
part
of that is finding a, you know, not to sound cliche, but finding a passion or finding something you love what you do. And when you said about having fun, I haven't always had fun. I say that in a strange way, because even the journey to where you get to is part of the fun, even though sometimes it can be a struggle. But when I was in my 20s, I made a decision to make a career path change. And I went from teaching, which is something I really loved to do for 2 years, but I knew I wanted to do something. I wanted to do something different with my life. And I knew that going into it. And I wanted to do something in the medical field and in a roundabout way. And it was really truly a God thing. We could probably do another podcast on the
right.
God thing. Because it really was a God thing that got me into chiropractic. But I had to go back to school and go through 4 years, and had to go back as working on weekends as a waiter at Steak and Ale. That was not fun, but it was a struggle, but it got me to where I am now, which is having fun and having a passion for what I do.
Yeah.
So when you say fun, everything's not always fun, but sometimes the journey getting there is part of that. You look back on it with fond memories.
Right.
Probably fonder than what you when you were going through it.
So I'm kind of halfway glad to hear you say that, because you know, so I think sometimes from the outside looking in, it's like, oh, you know, their life is so great. Their life is so perfect. They're always having fun. And, right. And you're right.
No one's life is always. Ever perfect.
Yeah.
You know, true. You learn that as you go through life. When you see someone, you think their life is perfect, and you go, I wish I had their life. And then you hear behind the scenes story is what they're going through. And none of us get out of this life unscathed.
Right.
We all have struggles. We all have, you know, challenges put in front of us. That's part of what life is.
Right.
In fact, I think one of the most important things is a concept that I've tried to keep in mind is called trust in the process of life. So even though we have obstacles put in front of us, you have to trust that that was part of the process of life that you're meant to go through.
Right.
And it's either meant to teach you a lesson or take you to a higher level in life so you can have fun. And if you don't pass that, it's like you can't pass that level until you, and I'm, the fact that even you call this what you do is awesome, because you're going from one level to another throughout right. your lifetime.
And I think that's all what we want. You know, we all want to take it to another level in whatever category of life that may be.
Right. So an Olympic athlete who trains day in and day out for years and years to get to where they're going, that's not fun, but that's part of what they have to go through to be able to reach that end point where they can have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I had a went to a seminar one time. I had been in practice for a couple of years. It was I've been very blessed with a very busy practice, and I was reaching burnout. And I had someone tell me a story one time. It's like, okay, I want you to take the three most incredible things that's ever happened to you in life that gave you the most joy and write those down. So you write those down, and they go, okay, I want you to put in time, how long did that joy last? So, you know, it's like I won a golf tournament when I was in high school or college, and I did something else. So you write those down, and maybe it lasted for a day or, you know, 2 minutes or whatever. So you write that down. In the big scheme of life, that's what we're always chasing. We're always chasing that high that we experience because you're addicted to it. And that's not what life is about. Life is about the day in and day out journey that we go through to not always reach that high, but to reach something where you feel content in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably even more important than having fun, is having contentment. So you don't feel jealous about someone else where they're at. You don't look at someone's life and go, I wish I had their life, because be careful what you wish for.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So how long have you had the practice?
I've been in practice since 1982.
Oh my goodness.
And so it's been 36 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Wow.
But I love what I do, and my practice is not always fun, but it's fulfilling, and I love what I do, and it's rewarding.
It absolutely shows. And I have to say this, because, so, there have been a couple of times in my life where I have come and seen you on a regular basis, and during those times, I've never felt better in my life. So, I'm a huge, huge believer in chiropractic care. And I've actually been a good patient here lately, sort of. But yeah, what you do, it definitely shows that you love what you do. And you've taken time with me, even when I was going through things that had nothing to do with chiropractic care. Like when I was experiencing adrenal fatigue, and you did, you know, you always go above and beyond. And so it absolutely shows that you're doing something that you have a passion for.
And I think that's what's special about chiropractic, is you look at the whole person and not just symptoms, you know. Mm-hmm. So we've always tried to focus on what's the underlying cause. And while we may in chiropractic focus on the spine and the nerve system, there are other things in people's life that obviously affect how we feel and how what we do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and, you know, all of that, the nervous system affects your entire body.
Like, everything.
It amazed me whenever I started feeling better in certain areas that I didn't think were even connected to that.
Absolutely.
They were. So one of, you know, for me, it's God, family, business, and you know, it appears that it's the same for you. I see you spending a lot of time with your family, and I know that's important to you.
It is important. So I have three children who are grown now, and we have grandkids. So it's important to me to be able to spend time with them, even though they live
all over
different
the place,
corners
right?
of the United States, Alaska, Atlanta, and Indiana. So we have to make an effort to now go visit them.
Yeah. Well, and that is so important, and I know that you enjoy that. The other thing that I love watching and seeing pictures of is the White House on the Hill. So tell me a little bit, like, how did y'all even get going with that?
So about 10 years ago, we decided to go look at wildflowers, and we drove to Round Top, Texas, and we had lunch, and we drove around, and someone had mentioned something about this town called Burton and Round Top, and that there was a house for sale in Burton, and we just thought we'd go look, quotation marks. So we went there, and we found the house, and we called the realtor. There was no one living in the house at the time, and she said she was 45 minutes away, and we said, well, wait. We waited, and we had no intention to buy, but regardless of that, we moved into that house a month after we looked at it. So, has nothing to do with your intention is, I guess.
Yes,
you're like I said, trust
right.
in the process of life.
Right, and just moving forward and seeing which way God steers.
It was awesome. And then we lived in that little house in the town of Burton, and I realized, you know, we really wanted acreage. So we went out looking at land, and it was the first piece of land we came on. We jumped the fence, called the lady, and again, about a month later, we had bought the property. And now we had 20 acres in the country.
So, you know, the realtor in me loves people like you.
Exactly. Impulsive buy, no questions asked. Don't worry about the inspection.
Yes, absolutely.
So after being out there, we decided that, well, our intent is to be together out there. And we weren't. Linda was at the house in Burton, and I was 15, 12 miles away in our new 20 acres, putting trees in and cleaning up the property. So we decided to sell the Burton house. Make a long story short, we built a house on this property. Still no intent to have a lodging, an event venue. And then I've always wanted to buy an old church and redo it. I just thought that would be the most amazing thing. But it's so hard to go up to someone's church you really like and go, hey, we love your church, we'd like to buy it. People don't respond well to that.
Yeah.
So I decided to design a church like it was from the 1800s, and we had it built.
Oh my God, how neat.
And it overlooks a pond and, you know, the countryside. And so we decided to start renting it out, and it just took off from there.
And it's gorgeous. I mean, the pictures, I've not gotten to see it in person. It's on my list because it is beautiful. The property itself is beautiful. You guys have done a lot.
We're very hands-on. And then we built a barn, and we've converted that into a lodging venue where we can sleep 8 to 10 people. So we have small weddings and elopements, and we're getting ready to build, because since that barn was supposed to have my antique tools in it, which we had to take out, now we're building another barn, and we're going to actually use part of that as another living space too. So okay. Yeah, we're expanding, and 300 olive trees that are my new babies that I take care of.
Yes.
It's my new passion out there. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been something. 300 olive trees.
Golly, did you plant those?
We did. So we thought in Texas, everyone has to have oil. And since we weren't getting oil out of the ground, I thought, what better way to just grow it above the ground? But we haven't had oil yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there. We've only been in the ground for like 3.5 years, so they're still young.
I love it. How fun.
It's great. It's fun.
And what a peaceful place. You know, it looks like the most peaceful place on earth.
It's awesome. We just love being there. And we love sharing it with other people.
Yes. So, and the other thing, and I swear, I say this all the time, I want to be like Dr. Rob when I grow up. I don't know when that's going to happen, but your travels, that is one of my favorite things to do, and I see you doing that on a regular basis. And
so, you know, we all have priorities in our life. Some people like to just lay on the beach. Some people like to race cars. Some people like to whatever they want to do. So I'm fortunate enough and blessed enough to have a partner, mm-hmm. Linda, who we love to travel together.
That's awesome.
So we made a deal, because we both have different ideas and bucket list of where we want to go, that each year we would pick some place and the other one we would go with. In other words, Linda would pick a place and I go, okay, I'll go. And she tends to pick hot weather places and I tend to pick cold weather places.
Okay.
So it's our priority to save during the year and sacrifice something so we can travel and experience a different culture and in a different world.
I love it.
So it's been fun to do that together.
Well, and for anyone who has not been to Crosby Chiropractic, to see. You have all these pictures. I love looking at all of your pictures from your travels, and it's just, it's so neat. I'm living vicariously through you.
I haven't traveled. I do enjoy photography, and years ago when we had our second child, you know how they always say you take all these pictures of your first child, but you don't of your second.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, that is not going to happen. So I decided then that I would start taking more photographs, and that was back in the 80s. So, you know, we have boxes now of photos. So now I've gotten into digital, which makes it a lot easier. But that's how I got into photography, and I enjoy it. I can't sing, I can't play an instrument, so that's my artistic outlet. Yeah.
Well, I love it, and I enjoy looking at all of that. So what's the secret? I mean, you know, and you shared little pieces of that through this, but is there a secret, or is it just...
You know, I think to sum it up is the way I worded it initially was trust in the process of life. Too oftentimes we try to force life, mm-hmm. and we try to force things to happen.
I've been guilty of it.
And we don't see the big picture. So we tend to try to make things happen. And we forget that life takes us. We don't take life.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a vacation. You know, you don't take a vacation. It takes you. Some of the most memorable vacations that I've been on where things go wrong. Because then you remember it. I mean, we've had vacations with kids where we've had bats end up in our cabin and the kids are screaming and I'm throwing around a towel trying to get the bats out. So the kids will never forget that.
Never.
But if it was just a normal night, they went to sleep in the cabin, we would have never thought about that again.
Yeah.
So I think when things don't go the way they're planned, sometimes they're more memorable and more meant to be than if you had it planned exactly the way you wanted it
mm-hmm.
to. And that's the way life is. You know, if it went exactly the way you wanted it to, it might end up being actually a boring life. So when you have certain struggles that are thrown in front of you, it's like, well, I didn't plan on that, but I'll never forget this.
You know what? I really needed to hear that right this week, because I am the type of person, I cling to my plan. And on Monday, nothing went according to plan. And it started kind of sinking in that, you know what, I need to let go of the plan a little bit.
Right.
A little bit. And so I needed to hear that.
Well,
I'm sure
of course,
someone
but
else
you've experienced your whole life because you have children. And you know that nothing goes to plan when you have kids.
Yeah, but I'm really hard-headed.
Well, then maybe they are too.
Oh, yes. I can attest to that.
So that's what I would say. I would say trust in the process of life, and there's a journey along the way, and just enjoy that journey, and that's where you're going to find your fun and fulfillment.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely.
I know you're busy. I'm in here all the time, and I'm seeing tons of people in and out, so I really, really appreciate you taking
your
time.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed this. Thank you for
good.
Having me.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Take care.
Through that app, but I believe if you just click on it from Facebook, it'll give
it'll
you that
leave
option.
That.
Do you want to open it in Google
okay.
or just put it out there?
Okay.
Then,
thank you.
I really appreciate
let me
it.
Get my keys. I'll let you out.
Okay.
Where are you part?
I am part right out there.
Here,
oh, okay. Oh, you got your own private door. Awesome. Thank
that
you
was
so
great.
Much.
Good job. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Have a good day.
You too.
I'll see you later.